Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. I'm joined in the studio here in New York by, Air America legend and Minnesota Public Radio star Catherine Lamfer, who's co-hosting today in for Adora Udoji, who's on assignment in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, listen to this, John. People are so excited in Berlin about the Barack Obama speech later today that one city paper there printed instructions on how to make little American flags, the better to wave them at the candidate.
How do they know how to make American flags?
Well, that's why they needed the instructions. So all that infection from the people, they're going to make the stakes higher. American presidential candidates, as you know, usually have to make sure they don't look too cozy, too effete with our European allies. Plus, Obama is also expected to show some tough love to Europeans, telling them they need to do more when it comes to issues like Afghanistan. We're going to get more from Jeff Zeleny. He is covering the Obama campaign for the New York Times, and he joins us now from Berlin. Hey, Jeff, flag waving, all these comparisons to JFK, how can there be anything threatening, challenging, or scary in this picture for the Obama campaign?
Well, when Senator Obama arrived about, some 90 minutes, 2 hours ago in Berlin, we saw sort of what we've been hearing for the last week. There were, scores of people lining the streets. There were cheering fans as he entered his hotel. And he said on his flight here from Jerusalem this morning that he said, look, we need to tamp down expectations for this. He said, we're not going to get a million people. What if I don't build a big crowd? So he is already starting to tamp down expectations. But this is a high-stakes speech, no question about it, because the campaign has built its entire week-long overseas journey around this speech this evening, and we'll get a preview of it a little bit later on today.
Now, we keep hearing that he has a message of change for Europe. Exactly what kind of change are we talking about?
I think the message of change for Europe is, like you said, he had a meeting this morning with Angela Merkel, and they were expected to discuss Afghanistan. She has said that she is not willing to send more German troops to Afghanistan. He, of course, is calling for more American troops to be sent to Afghanistan. He also, though, will talk about more non-controversial or things that aren't as controversial. He'll talk about climate change, other things. But look for this speech to be as lofty in its rhetoric, perhaps more than specific in its substance. Again, this whole trip for Senator Obama has been designed not to be controversial. So I would not look for a controversial in-your-face speech, to the Germans or to Europe. He is looking to simply be seen as someone who can rebuild America's image in the world. So he's not coming over to Berlin to deliver a speech that is confrontational in any respect.
How much of his popularity is due to the fact that he's not George Bush?
Well, I think that is a big part of his popularity here. The few people that we've spoken with and my colleagues have spoken to who were lining the streets and things are just simply excited about seeing someone new. They're excited about the change. A lot of the people are young people. Some people are even sort of chanting his slogan, "Yes, we can." But the most important audience for this speech is not necessarily here in Berlin. It's back in the U.S. So the Obama campaign has been very busy sending messages and things, sending photos, sending their whole travelogue, if you will, of this back to supporters and other things. So what they're trying to do is simply show that Senator Obama can appear on the world stage, can look presidential, et cetera. So I wouldn't, we're not going to know how successful this trip was until probably the election, but certainly until it settles back in. Next week, he's going to find himself back in the battleground states of the U.S., he has a tough campaign ahead against Senator McCain.
Well, I suspect you realize, Jeff, that as you're over there touring Europe and the Middle East, that, the punditocracy is consumed with the issue of whether the mainstream media is in some sort of tank with Barack Obama. It must be challenging for you to cover the candidate with any sense of symmetry with John McCain when Barack Obama appears to be such a global phenomenon everywhere you go, and John McCain is just sort of a dude standing around going, "Hey, what about me?"
Well, when John McCain was traveling to the Middle East and to Europe, he received some press coverage, but he did not give any public speeches. He did not draw this type of crowd. So in some respects, it is what it is. During the primary campaign, a lot of supporters of Senator Hillary Clinton said, you know, why are you covering the Obama rallies? Why are you writing about the fact that so many people are going? The fact is, reporters go where the story is, and it's news by any stretch of the matter when a Democratic presidential nominee or a Republican presidential nominee is doing an overseas tour like this. Is the media in love with Senator Obama? Of course, I would say absolutely not. You know, we cover him as objectively as we would Senator McCain. It just happens to be that this is where the story is. And if you look at some of the coverage, some of the specific coverage, I don't think it's been as positive. And I would look for perhaps a bit of a boomerang effect on all of this. I mean, the Obama campaign realizes that they have their work cut out for them once they get back home. And Iraq is certainly a complication. So in many respects, this trip has just simply underscored the challenges ahead for the next few months. But, you know, you can't simply ignore the fact that a presidential candidate is doing this in Europe. Is it good? Is it bad? We'll let the voters decide.
All right, Jeff Zeleny, we're going to have to let it end there. We've got other stories to boomerang, too. Thanks for joining us.
Looking for boomerangs in Berlin there, Jeff Zeleny. Thank you.